This is
explored throughout the century.
Wilderness. Wilderness. Wilderness.
It's just a rehashing, a rearranging, a reiterating, a bringing, a synthesizing of different things in some new way.
How would you like to go through life?
Of founding member Donald Joyce's cremated remains.
Hearing nothing more than background noise.
So what we're about to tell you is not a joke.
And it's super gross.
Let's just get
really,
serious.
Really gross. So there's this rock band, and bands can be weird. I mean, you know, they just are. And this one's giving out human remains with their new album.
Donald Joyce's Cremated Remains. We're not kidding. Donald Joyce's cremated remains.
Again.
We're not kidding. It's 2 grams of founding member Donald Joyce's cremated remains.
Thank you.
This is KPFA, KPFB, Berkeley, KFCF, Fresno. It's Over the Edge, and Negative Land is rehearsing the radio show tonight.
Yeah. Right. Thanks, Donna. You really explained things really well. So, since this is supposed to be the radio show, I haven't heard a lot of stuff about radio. Hello.
And this is a commercial.
Yeah.
The product I'm selling is radio.
Radio.
Not a radio, radio advertising.
Radio.
Well, you say, why are you selling me radio when I'm already listening? That's the point.
Exactly.
Advertisers, from my mouth to your ear. I mean, well, you're listening, aren't you? You know, ears are marvelous. A radio commercial goes into the ears and then to a computer in the head. Immediately, the computer sends a message to the hands and says, reach out and touch someone.
How does one get in contact with you guys outside the show? If so.
Why?
I would like to know.
Well,
good answer.
So instead of putting out a press release saying, you know, Negative Land has canceled their tour because they're going to lose money, which is kind of a boring reason, someone else in the group, Richard Lyons, came up with the idea of sending out a press release that said that there was a rumor that our song Christianity is Stupid was somehow connected with the quadruple axe murder of this family in Rochester, Minnesota.
All this because you are usually hearty, jovial, and an extrovert.
And that they were being asked to stay home by federal official Dick Jordan.
You can be vulnerable as far as your circulation and your upper legs are concerned.
Pending an investigation.
You can, during winter months, be subject to lung infection.
And it's super gross.
This is just kind of brought up. We have kind of weekly group meetings about things, and this was sort of brought up as an idea.
Let's just get
really,
serious.
Really, really gross.
And we sort of thought it was a pretty kind of black humored thing to do.
Bands can be weird.
But we also didn't really think. It would go very far.
Stupid.
I mean, you know, they just are.
It was really an experiment to see what would happen.
Stupid.
The turquoise is your gem.
Stupid.
A little bit of disinformation.
And you get along best with Aries,
stupid.
Leo, Aquarius, and Libra.
And I really thought people would check the facts. People would realize it was us if they're familiar with our work at all and our sense of humor, and the way that we sort of like to play around with the reality or people's perceptions of reality.
Thank you.
Testing, testing, yes. This is Over the Edge. And, here we go. Well, I'll be darned. All right, I think we're ready now. This tape is for future broadcast.
Perfect, guys.
But what's the difference between the way that media manipulates and selects its information and presents it, and the way that you deliberately chose some information and falsified it in order to kick the hoax off?
There is no difference.
Day consignment basis.
It's exactly the same process, and that's, in a sense, what the process was intended to illustrate.
With 100% return guarantee.
But apart from that, in the end, we call ours art, and they call theirs news.
He will literally become a maniac for your very eyes.
So, in other words, they're asking for a certain credibility that we aren't even assuming as artists. I mean, we can twist things however we want and call it art, and that's fine. But they aren't doing that. They're twisting things how they want and calling it news.
Let's repeat the same demonstration.
Hello, I'm Crosley Bendix.
I mean, since that time, I know that, in fact, the boy who committed the murders actually has heard the record album, and his lawyers are threatening to sue us for using his picture on the album cover. So the whole thing's come full circle, and it's quite bizarre.
I don't really think there's an ethical problem in our use of the story to begin with, because I think from the beginning we went into it as a project, as a bunch of artists. In other words, I think artists can take whatever they want from wherever they want and use it however they want, period. I don't think there's an ethical problem really there, because I hope the resulting thing,
this can be a good year for you.
Is
for you guys, life couldn't be sweeter,
is very much about the media process that was occasioned by the story, not
why is your income is
not the story itself.
And for you gals,
well,
some of you will be fighting off the guys.
We dwell on no details of the story or the personalities involved or the families or friends or any of that in our work. We take it purely from the standpoint of this story, which was true. It was the subject of a whole media barrage of sorts. And it's that barrage and how that barrage works and shifts and progresses and changes as it in time. That's how our... That's the subject of our work. And I think the stimulating factor, which was that crime, which was in a sense necessary to get the media to bite on all this.
You Sagittarius will be doing some extra travel, at least one long trip. If the opportunity arises to take a trip with your family or some other family, don't turn it down.
U.S. Trust. No, not truck. Howland.
It should be a lot of fun.
That's just a fact.
a very unfortunate, tragic fact. I don't think I don't think it should be. I forgot the word I need there, but.
Responsible. Responsible.
I don't think it should be. I forgot the word I need there. But
responsible. What?
Never mind. Go on.
Just do it.
first drink, take that first LSD trip, take that first jag of marijuana.
We have tapes to refer to.
Like here's a sound check. Sounds like the show, sound but it isn't.
Thanks for stopping.
No one wants to know anything about it. It's over.
Where'd you get the zebra, Don?
I'm not interested in doing it again, though.
Although I
mean, it's like the point. Well, except at this point, you're not buying the host because you're telling you realize that it's not true. So what do you mean by rephrase your?
Or was it?
Can you rephrase that? Because they're not buying in. You're not buying into our hoax because you know it's not true.
No, that's true. No,
buying into our whole what that we're just getting publicity out of this and it's or what?
Yeah. Yeah, assisting in the promotion process.
Well, that's why I resisted. I think we should stop that at this point, because we've done a lot of this and we've given the same answers to a lot of people, and I guess you haven't heard them, but then but then, you know, there's a point where it does just become, well, we're just, you know, that's pretty old stuff and we should be moving on, and what are we still talking about this for? Is it just publicity? And I guess it is.
It was a question that we had when we did the record. We were saying, well, do we do interviews? The album is actually our statement. So why are we going to talk to people? They're just going to ask us questions, and all the information's there, and we really want people to draw their own conclusions from listening to the record, you know, to try and engage the brains of those record consumers out there a little bit. But in a way, if I also feel like, actually, I don't quite agree with Don, because I think that in a way...
Mark Fain, and tonight the program usually heard at this time, Over the Edge, has been preempted for this special program we are trying out here at KPFA. Over the Edge will return to this time slot in 2 weeks. So, this is sort of an experiment, and I'd like to begin with a statement. This morning, KPFA has finally consented to a long-standing call-in talk show proposal of mine. As the president of the Berkeley chapter of SDW, the Society to Debunk Worship, I have for a long time wanted to get the SDW's views into the media airwaves, to confront and oppose the steady stream of senseless, unquestioned respect that religious persuasions automatically receive in our media. As someone who chooses to believe that God or goddess, pagan or UFO, all religious impulses are essentially childlike surrenders to fantasy, I am troubled that so many thought processes, so many daily actions, the very direction of so many lives are guided by these religious fantasies. And what is dangerous about this is that these worshippers of the illogical uphold and defend their dependence on religious stupidity with an equally unreasonable arrogance and ferocity, sometimes resulting in huge human kill-offs like the Crusades, the Inquisitions, the witch burnings, and the Jihad. Now, although I reject all the religions of the world, which I am now aware of as almost equally stupid, I am here in America, on American radio, so I will focus this morning on our national religion, Christianity. The name of this program is Christianity is Stupid. If that sounds a little blunt to you, why don't you try growing up a little? Christianity or any other religion exists only as an idea in our heads. Like any other idea, it's based on information we receive and filtered through our emotions. And as with any idea, that information and those emotional biases are open to dispute, and I dispute them. But no one else in the entire spectrum of electronic media does. Thank God, excuse the expression, for print, the only place where alternative ways of thinking may occasionally still emerge. But when it comes to radio or our principal national agenda setter, TV, there is nothing but brain-dead knee-jerk genuflecting to all things generically Christian. Of course, there are levels of stupidity. You may see a few fundamentalist hoaxes exposed on the tube, because the sophisticated, well-educated people who program your TV like to think they're at least above the outright criminals in religion. However, the media mind appears to be completely unable to confront the insult to intelligence that the rest of Christianity parades before us, even though I bet few of them ever attend church, unless the president will be there, and he didn't start till he got elected. The sea of religious insincerity that floods our media, coming from celebrities, politicians, and scripts of all kinds, is of course the result of commercial constraints. Whether it's a celebrity, a sitcom, or a politician, all are on that tube for public consumption, and in this society, Christianity sells. Consider the fact that combining Christianity and material acquisition is second nature to us now, although Christ might wonder what the heck happened to his idea. So what we have now is a lot of political, social, and media elites giving token testimony to things they don't believe for the benefit of the masses who do believe but who don't seem to care if what they believe has been twisted way out of shape for modern convenience and now bears only a passing relationship to the original teachings. So Christianity is, in many ways, the emperor's clothes of this society. It requires insincerity, promotes a meaningless religious tokenism, encourages a herd mentality, and demands an unquestioning faith in hearsay evidence. And you still have to swear on a Bible in court where they don't allow hearsay evidence. Christianity, like our money without a gold standard, is an illusion we've all agreed to see. Christianity is a stupid religion for stupid people. The stupid people who know it's a manipulated illusion but don't dare say so, and the stupid people who don't know it's an illusion and can't even recognize how the illusion has been adjusted for easy viewability. As long as Christianity holds the position it does in our culture, it remains a symbol of our intellectual immaturity. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. I must introduce someone else who's here to discuss this issue from the opposite perspective. Now, I'm certainly grateful and appreciative of KPFA for having the intellectual guts to allow me to do this, but at the same time, even they are infected with some doubts as to the values implied by my stance here, so they ask that my views be balanced by a representative from the religious community. Now, I don't personally know anyone in the religious community, but I was referred to someone, a Pastor Richard Seelan from the Calvary Evangelical Fellowship in San Ramon. So I called him, and he did agree to participate. But tonight he called me back to say he was unable to come. So, but he offered to send a substitute in his place, and he is here now. So I'd like to introduce Mr. Dick Bush, who is a lay minister at the Sunrise Kitty Fold and Daycare, and that is at Calvary Evangelical Fellowship in San Ramon. He holds an AA degree in early childhood education from the Diablo Valley College in Pleasant Hill, and he is filling in tonight for Pastor Richard Seelan, a renowned Bible scholar. And so let me introduce now Mr. Dick Bush. Hello, sir.
Hi, thank you, Mark. It's a real privilege for me to be here this evening.
Thank you for coming.
And you're very kind for allowing this discussion to go on despite the absence of Pastor Seeland. The pastor is a bit under the weather this evening with a bad cold. He got caught in the rain the other day without his coat, and I guess he caught a chill.
Yeah, well, I believe a cold is an upper respiratory infection caused by a virus.
Yeah, like I said, he caught a chill. He didn't want to be here tonight because we know how it goes in the radio broadcasting. We didn't want anybody to hear to catch a cold.
Yeah, well, actually, you know, after the symptoms appear, a person is not contagious. You can only contract virus by touching a surface recently touched by a carrier who does not yet have the symptoms.
Christianity is stupid.
Hello, this is Ricardo Montalban.
Playing. This is Over the Edge, the Negative Land radio program. And, well, there you are.
It's the world you're listening to.
Women about how they can best honor the Lord.
Here's a photo of
Negative Land. Get this joker off the phone. I don't even know who he is. He's looking for somebody who ain't even here. Robot monster.
I'd rather be dead. Thursday night.
Negative Land.
We should have a cutoff point where we call and say at least that we're going to be late, and that maybe we'll have, and that maybe we'll have to start the show late. But it's better.
We already are late, though, aren't we?
It's better than canceling it.
I thought they were joking about that. On the radio.
No, that well known.
When Joyce called in on the public event earlier today.
And perhaps others in our crew will call in if they're listening. I'd like to hear especially from Pastor Dick.
Breathing.
It's information. Informational transfer. As I'm talking now, my words are going out through the air.
If I had a brain, I could while away the hours, confirm and wake the flowers, consult and wake the rain.
Through wave frequencies going into your ear, through the eighth nerve, into the labyrinthine areas, the temporal lobe.
I be scratching while my thoughts were barely hatching my own brain.
Well, I just discovered the radio show when I thought that I had accidentally tuned into three radio stations at once, but it wasn't three radio stations at once. It was somebody on guitar playing along with about three records that were being stopped and started, and then all of a sudden there was a clicking sound, and I realized the guy playing guitar was actually playing guitar over the phone, and they hung up on him. And I, you know, so I just started listening every week.
Over the Edge has been on a long, long time.
Yeah.
For a radio show.
Yeah.
Since 81. At the time, I was a disc jockey, playing one record at a time and announcing the cuts and all that, just like radio is supposed to do. And a mutual friend of ours brought Negative Land up to the show one night, and they started fooling around with records and mixing stuff and playing stuff simultaneously and all that kind of thing in the studio, and it just amazed me. I had never thought of that.
Strange woman is a narrow fish. She buyeth and weigheth from prey and increaseth the transgressors among them. Strange woman is a narrow fish.
Breathing. Breathing. Breathing.
Look out to get ready now with all the people you're performing to help them get fun.
I'm not breathing today. How about tonight? I always breathe at night. Why?
Strange woman is a narrow
fish. It's better to breathe dark air than light air.
Strange woman is a narrow fish.
Thank you.
Breathing. Breathing.
The lay people give food for the body, and in return, we give food for the mind.
I'd rather not get all that dark inside me.
It won't hurt you.
This mutual reciprocation was deemed necessary by Buddha.
And sleep right. 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 And sleep right.
Just a moment. Hello?
Hello.
Do you understand receptacle programming?
Well, I'm what was called a fresh chicken.
A fresh chicken.
to the world of the Universal Media NetWeb.
Oh, so you don't really understand the ins and outs of receptacle programming?
Exactly.
You see, I was thinking of using a caller in this tape for future broadcast, but it would have to be someone who's wearing headphones and listening to the program while using their telephone like a microphone.
Right. Well, I understand that rule, but yes. I'm breaking it as we speak.
All right. Well, call back in a moment. I'd like to get someone on headphones here, if I could.
Going to lead us into the mystical future.
There's always Tammy Faye Baker.
Yes, anyway.
There's no mystical future. All very concrete.
Like some gay guy.
Probably. Right, the guy from
Wake up.
Wake up.
Jim J. Bullock.
Jim J. Bullock.
What about him?
Wake up.
Wake up.
Oh, I had heard about that. It wasn't available in the area.
Wake up, America. Wake up.
Wake up, America. Wake up.
Sound. They want a better sound.
Just a step beyond the rain.
They're not satisfied with anything less than that good sound.
Wake up, America. Wake up.
America. Wake up. America. Wake up. America. Wake up. America. Wake up. America. Wake up. America. Wake up.
This announcement from the producers of this record contains important information for radio program directors.
I guess that's me.
And is not for broadcast.
Get off.
Breathing.
I don't want to be all black inside.
You're being a coward.
I'm losing my touch.
Now you bend it.
Give me some nickels, Barney.
Hey, Red, this steak's tough.
Well, you can't send it back now. You bend it.
Give me some nickels, Barney.
This steak's tough.
Thanks for the warning. I never eat here.
Another cup of Java.
Well, it is no secret that we are the night people at Family Radio.
Give me some nickels, Barney.
Give me a cup of coffee.
You better settle for a hamburger.
Another cup of Java.
Give me a cup of coffee.
You must like our coffee.
It stinks.
Tough.
I notice you're drinking your seventh hamburger.
I'm losing my touch.
Tough.
Give me some nickels, Barney. Give me some nickels, Barney.
Give me a cup of coffee.
Hamburger.
Yeah, but it ain't on the menu.
I don't know. I never eat here.
How about take my order, Red?
Thanks for the warning. I notice you're drinking hamburger.
Another cup of Java. Give me some nickels.
Anything else?
Barney.
Anything else?
Yeah, what else?
Steak's tough.
Yeah, what else?
Java.
Yeah, what else you got that ain't coffee?
How about anything else?
Give me a cup of coffee.
Another cup of Java. 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 Cup of Java.
You must like our coffee.
Sugar. I like your sugar. It stinks. Barney.
How about take my order, Red?
How about taking your time?
Barney.
Nice chassis, huh, Joe?
It stinks.
You bent it.
I'm losing my touch.
Yeah, what else you got that ain't poisonous?
Hey, Red.
Thanks for the warning. I don't know. I never eat.
Barney.
Classy chassis.
Another cup of Java.
Yes, and it's all mine, too.
It stinks.
I don't owe any payments on it.
I'd be glad to finance it, baby.
Give me some nickels, Barney.
Who do you think you're kidding? You couldn't even pay for the headlights.
Hey, Red. Tough.
Barney. Give me some nickels.
Anything else?
Give me sugar. I like your sugar. Yeah, but it ain't on the menu.
Barney.
And it ain't gonna be.
I like sugar.
You better settle for a seventh cup.
Okay, with onions.
And we're the people at night here when there are just a few of us.
Now you're the coward.
gone without breathing at all? Have you? No. How do you account for that? We're both cowards.
Start in about 20 seconds. We're going to go in about 20 seconds.